In less than a month, the Baltimore City Council will undergo its biggest change since 2003, when it went from multi-member districts to single-member districts. 8 new council members will take office on December 8th, replacing those who either sought different offices or decided not to run for another term or lost re-election. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports on what's being called a clean slate for the council.
The Baltimore City Council will have its biggest generational shift in a long time, and University of Baltimore political science professor John Willis calls it a major shift not seen in Baltimore for a while.
New people, a different generation, some people who are probably not going to accept the standard answers, and it'll be very interesting, one, to see how they organize themselves, and two, what issues come to the forefront.
Among the new class of council members is 38-year-old John Bullock, who's a professor at Towson University. He's councilman-elect for the 9th District in West Baltimore. He says that the younger council speaks to the potential of the city.
I think it also speaks to the fact that folks have really gotten tired of business as usual.
Bullock defeated 63-year-old incumbent Pete Welch in the April Democratic primary and Republican Kenneth Ebron in the general election last week. In addition to offering great constituent services and work with small businesses in his district, Bullock says he wants to be responsive to his constituents.
One of the challenges over time is that folks have not felt heard, so whether their phone calls are going unanswered, so really being responsive.
In Southeast Baltimore's 1st District, Zeke Cohen emerged from a crowded Democratic field in April to run for the seat left open by 67-year-old Jim Kraft, who started a race for circuit court judge but pulled out. Cohen defeated Republican Matt McDaniel to succeed Kraft. While campaigning in O'Donnell Heights last month, the 31-year-old former teacher said his priorities would be to improve education, see city agencies get regularly audited, and push for community policing.
In a place like O'Donnell Heights, it's the same thing as it would look like in Camden. It's officers that are out of the car, that are walking the beat, that are engaging with people, that are getting to know the community.
Both Cohen and Bullock say that it's important to not only make sure their districts are taken care of, but look at the city as a whole. Cohen calls the district lines arbitrary, and that people south of Fayette Street in his district should be concerned with what happens north of Fayette Street in the 13th district.
We need to be concerned about the lives of all of our citizens, and we need to see ourselves as interconnected.
Bullock says the new council class recognizes that it's not only about the districts they represent, it's also an opportunity to work with his new colleagues on behalf of the city.
So I look at the 9th district, but also the 7th and the 8th that border it, and how we can work together to save with the 10th.
But John Willis says that the new council class will need to look beyond the city as well, because they will be ambassadors regionally and statewide to get resources for Baltimore.
They're going to have to be aware of the regional impact that the city has in the minds of your audience and the minds of many Marylanders.
Baltimore's image has been challenged for a long time. The most recent event was last year's riots in the wake of Freddie Gray's in-custody death. Willis says the region is going to be excited about the new council.
The audience for the new council members is really broader than just the city. It's what is the image of the city, and they have an opportunity as the new city council to help remake the image of the city.
Council President Jack Young, one of 7 returning members, says he's looking forward to working with the new city council, and adds there is a consensus with new and returning members that the council needs to be a vehicle for positive change and growth in Baltimore City. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.